the Bell Project became a model for other Native American tribes.
Yeah, it did. It became a model for other Native American tribes, for other communities in this area. People all over the world have been interested in the proprietary methods of how you develop a community. And we've been thinking about developing a website that has the process of how you develop a community. Most people who start some community project or, you know, something that they're interested in never goes anywhere. This, there's certain rules and things you need to do. And so we're thinking about putting that up in a rural low-income community. Like I said earlier, one basic principle was everybody's important and there's a role for everybody.
And it must have bonds today among people that go back to the Bell Community Project.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. But it was such a long time ago, I think, that people remember that fondly. They remember people working together. It caused people to trust their own thinking, to believe in themselves. It was an important project for them.
You'd been friends of Ross Swimmer for some time
at that point.
And then he was the principal chief of the Cherokee tribe. And then because of the way he observed you and your work, he asked you to run as deputy chief.
Yes, he did.
Talk about that.
That first race when I ran for deputy chief, looking back on it now, it was a very interesting time. Ross is a Republican. Ross was a banker. I came out of a social work, community organizing kind of background. I'm definitely a Democrat. And I think that what Ross and I shared is that we both believed in people. Anyway, when Ross asked me to run, I thought about it and, you know, didn't want to do it at first. And then it occurred to me that I had spent a lot of my adult life trying to convince people in positions of power to support things that I believed in, and this would be an opportunity to allocate resources myself or do something myself. And I also remember, to this day, we were doing housing. I was director of community development at that time. And I remember a family, a Cherokee family, living in a car. And they had a stove outside and clothes on a line outside. And I knew something about housing, so that had an impact on me. I could keep telling people you need to do something about housing, or I could do something myself. So I told him I would run. Ross had a rough time through that because most of the people who were running on his slate and his council opposed my running with him on their team. I would have been on their team, not just his team. And there was a lot of opposition to it.
Because you were female?
I think part of it was because I was female, and part of it was because of my work. I was running around rural communities talking about grassroots democracy and things like that, and I was fairly outspoken. So I think part of it was because of the fact I hadn't been home that long at that time, maybe 6 years. I had no political experience. I was a Democrat, and I was a woman. So I don't think it was just one thing. I think it was a lot of different factors. And so to Ross's credit, he said to the council that were running on his slate, it was a chief, deputy chief, and a tribal council all ran together as a team. And they all said if he didn't get rid of me, that they would not run with him. And he said, fine, then Wilma and I'll run on our own. I don't know what his private conversations were, but I know publicly he never wavered in his support of me, ever.
Life could have been real easy for him.
Well, life could have been very easy for him. He could have chose any number of people that had served on the council and that sort of thing. And I asked Ross one day, he was going through lymphoma during that time. His deputy chief was running against him in that election. And I asked him, why do you want me to run with you? And I remember he was behind his desk and he came over and sat by me in a chair by me. And he said, because you love what you're doing and you're honest with money. That's it.
Wow.
He's not a very profound person, but that was his whole thing. And so we always were an odd pair, but we got along, we respected one another. And Ross is the most secure male I know. So I could go out and do something that was opposite of what he believed, and that was fine.
So that would have been in 19...
I ran first with him as deputy chief in 1983. At that time, he became deputy chief and president of the council, too. So I eventually won that election, and Ross won the election. Ross resigned in 1985, 2 years into our four-year term, to go to the Department of Interior under Ronald Reagan. By our constitution, I automatically moved up to his position, and then a member of council moved up to my position.
So this decision of Ross Swimmer going to Washington and you becoming principal chief had to have gone over like a lead balloon somewhere.
It did. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you remember Lynn Howard, who worked here forever, but she was in public relations, and she has a photo of me being sworn in, because I had to be sworn in the day he resigned, and he was in Washington. And then I was formally sworn in later, and I'm obviously crying. This is not something where I was saying, oh, good, you know, he's gone, and now I'm chief. I was thinking, I am not ready for this.
Yeah, you were 2 years into being
a deputy chief. Yeah, I never served in political office before that.
Beginning to feel a little
right, absolutely. When Ross left, he left me with his staff and his counsel. Over time, I developed a relationship of trust with them, but it took some doing.